All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, I've been talking about different aspects of the upcoming college football campaign, and I want to talk about several coaches who I think will be on the hot seat heading into the new campaign. It's hard to believe, but LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron finds himself on this list, and it has nothing to do with what Orgeron has done on the field. It's just the fact of the unrealistic expectations in Baton Rouge. You're talking about he took over a 2-2 team back in 2016 when he replaced Les Miles. Under him, LSU went 6-2 that year. And then you look at last year, LSU went 9-4, which any way you slice it is a darn good college football campaign. It was just the fact that when you looked at their schedule, they did have some tough losses. They were blown out on the road by Mississippi State in their SEC opener, and then they lost at home to Troy. Of course, they lost to Alabama, and then they lost to a tough Notre Dame team in their bowl game. But it's just the unrealistic expectations for LSU. They have not reached or won the SEC championship since 2011. They've consistently put out good teams, but it's just been the fact that Alabama has been so dominant in that SEC West, and LSU has been unable to get over that hump. Now, under Orgeron, LSU is 15-6, and you know, we've seen some guys transfer recently, especially at the quarterback position, because that is really what has held this program back in recent years, because LSU consistently puts athletes in the National Football League. And I think what is going to help this fire is going to be the fact that LSU has a very tough schedule coming out of the gate, and they also have a tough schedule throughout the year. I mean, two of their first three games are away from home. They have a neutral site game with Miami, and then they're at Auburn to begin SEC play. They have an SEC game on the road versus Florida in October, which is followed by a home game with Georgia, and right after that, they're home for Mississippi State, and then the first Saturday in November, they're home for Alabama. That is not an easy task for them to deal with. So an up and down season by LSU could have people wondering if Orgeron is the guy to lead this team. You look at Larry Fedora at North Carolina. Now, when you are losing, it is never a good time to make stupid comments. And of course, North Carolina is coming off of a 3-9 campaign in 2017. We've heard Fedora's stance on CTE. We've seen him throw his players under the bus for NCAA violations. And this guy simply does not get it. Now, in 6 years at North Carolina, Fedora is 43-34. But you just have to wonder, would consecutive losing seasons, along with the fact that Fedora is a PR nightmare for the school right now, if that is enough for him to get his walking papers? And finally, Lovie Smith at Illinois. I said it when it happened. Lovie Smith really never had a good chance to succeed, and I really didn't think it was a big fit, or a good fit rather, especially for a head coach who hadn't been on the college scene for so long. Again, Lovie Smith was, you know, tailor-made for the National Football League. We saw him have some success there and leading the Chicago Bears to a Super Bowl appearance at the end of the 2006 NFL season. Now, when Smith was hired in 2016, he was hired in the spring, and he was at a huge disadvantage. Why? Because all of the head coaching positions around football, college football, had been filled. Coaches had gotten their staffs together, and it was all about recruiting. So he had a big-time disadvantage in that aspect. And under Smith, The Illini are only 5-19. They went winless in the Big Ten last year, and the Big Ten West is getting better and better. Nebraska is going to improve under Scott Frost. You have Wisconsin, who was a power. You have Minnesota, who was on the rise with PJ Fleck. You always have to worry about Iowa. So it's a situation, if you're Lovie Smith, where do you go? I mean, it is so hard for Illinois to compete in that Big Ten West. I simply don't see it happening. And, you know, the odds are stacked against Illinois having a big-time season here in 2018 or even a so-so season here in 2018 that I really don't see it happening. Attendance is not there around this program in Champaign. And again, if you're not winning, people are not going to come out and support. And I guarantee you that the boosters and the AD in Champaign are looking at that. So these are three head coaches and three programs to look at for the upcoming season. And with that said, I want to take this time out to thank you all for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.